KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in Lamontville, south of Durban, are searching for two men they believe can help solve a murder case. Melusi Ricardo Dramos and Tabani Gasa are known to be residents of the area. KZN SAP's spokesperson Carmen Reines explains.
On Sunday, the 22nd of June, a 27-year-old man was killed at the corner of Hull Drive and Kulu Street in Lamontville. It's alleged that the victim and his friends were standing along the road when suspects approached them and the victim was shot and killed. If anyone knows the whereabouts of these men, they are requested to contact the investigating officer, Detective Constable Govender, on 079-5000-163 or Captain Naidu on 082-411-6297.
eThekwini Municipality is intensifying efforts to stop the spread of rabies following a fatality in the south of Durban. A man from Ezimbokodweni died from the virus after he was bitten by his unvaccinated dog in March. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
According to the city's communicable disease team, the man only sought medical help 2 months later when the virus had already spread. The dog later showed signs of aggression and unusual behavior. This isn't an isolated case. Last year, a 3-year-old child from Gonyameni also died after exposure to a suspected rabid dog. The city's director for health, Rosemary van Yerden, says they've launched a joint campaign with other departments to eliminate human rabies deaths by 2030. She says over 380 pets, mostly dogs, were vaccinated in Ezimbokodweni alone during a recent 3-day drive. Officials are urging residents to wash any bites or scratches with soap and water immediately and get medical help, even if it's just a lick from a possible infected animal. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And the world is watching with bated breath as Donald Trump claims a ceasefire between Iran and Israel is now in effect. The U.S. president promised in a series of social media posts a total end to the fighting, with Iran to pause first. Earlier, Tehran's foreign minister said strikes won't end until Israel stops its attacks. Medics in southern Israel say Iranian missiles have killed 4 people in Beersheba. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has told Fox News the 12-day war, as he calls it, concludes an American objective.
It is to create a world where Iran cannot build a nuclear weapon. For Israel, think about this. They've accomplished an important military objective. They've helped us destroy the Iranian nuclear program.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And a 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck off the southern Philippines. The U.S. Geological Survey says no tsunami alert was issued. The shallow quake struck about 374 kilometers east of the island of Davao. No casualties have been reported. On the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 22 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.